EY today.
Easy, hard-boiled, or tainted. Sadly, Americans fretting over salmonella and bad eggs have been traced to the Iowa farm. Are you one of them? That was part of my breakfast conversation. And a mom in New York says he wants harmony, but what do the protesters say? Oh, there was a lot of them, too. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is saying he's ready for round two and isn't ruling out a return to politics. What? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney with America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between. You could have one eye open right now and be listening to me because you have little ones who are going back to school. We're right in the thick of it now. Everywhere I went over the weekend, back to school sales, you saw those giant marquee signs everywhere. Maybe you don't have any kids and you're just trucking across the USA and digging it. Give us an air horn and give us a call, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, given the digits right from the get-go, because I know that sometimes when you're scrambling for the dial, you forget the number. So I figure if we say it at the top, you'll remember it when you get halfway through and you're dying to jam on whatever the water cooler buzz is that we're talking about. And there's lots of it. As I said at the top, the egg controversy is sad, actually, but interesting in tracing the outbreak of this thing. The producer says it's just devastating that this has happened. And what happened was the FDA commissioner is now saying about 1,000 people have been made sick or more by salmonella. They don't even know for sure. There could be more people because of the incubation period and when the eggs were put out there across America. So the companies that have recalled more than about, what now, 500 million eggs fell short of a safety standard at their farms. That's the other thing that came out over the weekend, that there was no question that the farms involved in the recall weren't operating with the standards of practice, what the FDA says is what they consider to be something that should have been done. So Hillendale Farms of Iowa announced that it was recalling late on Friday about 170 million eggs. Another 380 million had already been recalled by an Iowa producer. That was Wright County Egg. There's a method to my madness of telling you how this path goes. And that was after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration linked the eggs to the first outbreak. And this is a producer that's been around for like 45 years. You can bet that they're on the skids after this. So the sad thing is they had a big monopoly on the egg industry. They were shipping to 17 states across the country. And they're, of course, trying to spin this the best way they can. They're saying they're going to work with the FDA to review all of the phases of their operations. This wouldn't happen. And what, unfortunately, though, with the 17 states, it was an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing as to whether or not you just happened to be in the area where the tainted eggs might have been in one of the containers you might have picked up. But as a result of that, because they're so, it's so hard to trace, to connect the dots, a lot of people are fearing eating eggs. I was at breakfast with somebody today, and I won't go into the whole sordid story, but they were eating a pizza with two fried eggs on the pizza. And because of this recall, immediately the first thing that came to their mind was, ooh, I shouldn't eat these eggs. Can I eat these eggs? What's the thing with the eggs? And I see that around me a lot. So because of this recall, the question becomes, will you eat eggs? Are you eating eggs? Or are you avoiding the eggs because you're afraid somehow that's going to get through the system? So what's happened is, too, apparently what some of the things that might have happened are the fact that they had problems with manure from the hog farming part of the operations. So the Iowa farm paid a penalty, and then they had to build these concrete storage structures, and then they were barred from expanding the operation. So now you're starting to connect the dots. And this apparently is part of what might have tainted the eggs. But I think with the Egg Safety Institute, what they're concerned about is exactly my breakfast conversation. Ooh, geez, should I really be eating this egg? I mean, 500 million eggs are recalled, and some of them actually are in this state. Is this a safe thing to do? I think people are going to turn to maybe some egg whites or maybe some cereal and other things that they could eat for breakfast, muffins or toast or, whatever. But I do believe that even if it's not in your particular state, there is a question as to, geez, this might not be the best way for me to go. It wasn't just about eggs. The buzz over the weekend still continues to be this Islamic Center in New York City. It's much bigger than New York City, my friends. Hundreds of protesters. I was watching some of this video, if you will, when it was happening live. And that's no exaggeration. There was definitely a big crowd outside of the proposed cultural center, which used to be a Burlington coat factory, by the way. If you go to our website, americatonight.net, you can see a little picture of it. There's not much to see really now because it's land that they're, if this all goes through, that they're going to develop to the tune of $100 million. So you had hundreds of critics, and then there were also some supporters. It was a dreary, crummy day in New York City, but they showed up in droves carrying signs, reading all kinds of things. There was one sign that was pretty prominent that was showed on the tube a lot. It said, "Land of the free, stop Sharia before it stops you." Then just simple signs like, "No mosque here," "Preserve the dignity of our loved ones killed on 9/11. Just other signs, "Just not here, somewhere else, forget about it. There was one sign that had Tony Soprano and it said, "Forget about it, don't build it here." So this has struck a chord with a lot of people, and of course in New York City, it absolutely has. Now there were other people who showed up that said, these people have the right and the ability to develop, and they should be able to do it because this is what our country is about. It's about the ability for people who, one, disagree with one another, to hash it out without guns, and number two, not to give in to bigotry and intolerance and to demand that it be moved, that we should have religious freedom. Now, you know my take on this backwards and forwards, and I have a take on the situation partially because I was in New York when this happened. So building it near the World Trade Center is just not smart to build. It's not building a bridge here. It's more divisive, and you can tell that by the crowd. So why even do that? Because there's better pieces of property in more prime areas even. That would be a better place, I think, for the Cordova House and what they intend to do. So this isn't going away anytime soon, and the developers, and we'll talk about this later this hour, say they're not budging, that they're not going to talk to the governor, they're not looking at anything else. For now, they're not considering moving unless the major stakeholders want it moved. See, now, that's the follow the money part of this. If the people who are investing in the center say, "Whoa, this isn't good for Muslims, we don't want this," guarantee they'll move it. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, Governor Blago, what's he up to? Wait till you hear.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, just remember this, folks. When we were talking about the mouse the first time around, and now this has been weeks, I said, what do you think the odds are that the project will move? And I think the odds are a lot better than what's being said now. And the reason is because of what I just mentioned before we stepped away. And that's the fact that if you follow my rule of go where the money goes, enough of the people kicking in the bucks, because it's a $100 million project, is actually going to probably, like all projects, run over that. And so the investors who want to see the Cordova House succeed, and if the mission truly is to reach across, they're not going to, if there's enough retaliation, they're not going to want to, they're not going to want to keep their money in it, I believe. And then that would lead to the project moving. If not, then it goes forward. And pretty much what's being said by the imam who spoke out, and we'll talk about that, but is that we feel like we, you know, we're, it's about religious tolerance, and that's what we're trying to do. And so it's good. It's shining a light on this whole thing. And this is actually probably pretty positive for the project. But I don't think so. I think it's a terrible wedge issue, and it's not necessary. If the idea is to really, truly forget about the extremists, forget about what is being said as far as Muslims and the future and this country and everything else, and hey, we're just like you, whether you're a Christian or Jewish or atheist or whatever, then there's no way they can build it there. There's just no way. No matter what that imam says, I really don't think deep down he can think that this is the thing to do, but it is ultimately going to be about the money. And speaking of the money, did the former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich, want the money really for Barack Obama's state Senate seat before he left for Washington? The governor, who's become more popular by the moment since he was shoved out of office and charged with 24 different counts, including the big one was the selling of the president's former Senate seat, he is, he's like the guy everything he touches turns to gold other than what happens in the courtroom. So you know the story now that the jury that considered the case this month was hung on everything but one count, and that was only finding him guilty of false statements to the FBI. So now the retrial's coming up, and that kicks in this week. He was on one of the Sunday Swirl shows, which Sunday Swirl here on America Tonight means the talking heads in politics. So he was on the Fox Sunday show, and he talked about, you know, his whole adult life. He served the people as a congressman or as a governor, and he feels like he's closer to vindication and that, yes, he will go back into politics. You know what the weird deal with this is? If he was really truly cleared of everything, oh, I bet you Blago could find some kind of office. I wouldn't be stunned by that. So anyway, here he talks about a comeback and the fact that he says he's not lying.
You're asking me, do I believe there's a potential political comeback in the future? When I'm vindicated in this case, absolutely I do. I didn't lie to the FBI. Finally, and I'm not lying to you, and I'm not lying to the people.
All right, see? So there you go. He says he's not lying. In the second trial, he says he's going to mount a defense that would include calling people like, you ready for this? We almost need a drum roll for this. You'll recognize these names. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, because he slipped out of having to go there last time. Senator Harry Reid and Robert Menendez. That's interesting. They would all be part of whatever happens the next time around. But, you know, it was just one little old vote that blocked the whole thing. And the second time around, here's the deal. You're a taxpayer. Patrick Fitzgerald is rabid. I heard about this. He was the prosecutor in this case and still is in shock that he wasn't able to nail him to the wall. So he is determined. We're doing this second time around. Boom. We're turning around right away. If, can you imagine, $30 million is spent on going after Blagojevich, you got to be kidding me, and then nothing comes of it, I think people will be furious, more furious than whatever happened with Blago. And so it's what's odd is, to me, is there's no question that he has become more well-known as a result of the wiretaps and the FBI investigation and the charges and blah, 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 all this stuff. So can this guy con his way back into a position of political power? Can he do that? It would just show you how crappy and crippling the politics in Illinois are. That's all I can say. If he somehow shoehorns his way back into politics. But first he has to leap over this hurdle that's called the second trial. If Rahm Emanuel goes and Harry Reid, if they do have any kind of testimony, and even Menendez, boy, that would make it interesting. More people would sit up and take note. And Blagojevich didn't flat out say it, but he made hints that somehow Barack Obama was in the middle of all this, but he backed away from completely nailing the president to the wall with any accusations. He just kept alluding to it. So it's like you ask yourself, is he just a complete out punk? Or, hey, it's the razzmatazzle-dazzle, 15 minutes of fame, and he's getting his, and he knows how to use it. He knows how to continue to pump his name out there, so much so that Comic-Con was going on over the weekend, and he was charging $50 for his autograph and another $30. It was like $80 to get your picture taken with him, and people lined up in droves to get a photograph with Blagojevich. I mean, what does that tell you? What is going on in this country? A lot of you actually threw in your two cents on that and a couple of other really serious things that we've been talking about here, isn't everything? And we'll get to the mailbag coming up in one of our later hours of America Tonight. But we're definitely going to do We Can Count here in our last segment because there's some interesting things that fall into the process of numbers that I think you'll find fascinating. And also coming up, we're going to have a conversation about tea and tea taking the many forms of tea. Is tea kind of getting a black eye because of the Tea Party? And also the whole thing about green tea and healthy teas, and what is the deal on tea, and are more people drinking tea? I just saw a health report on this that said it was better to drink tea at home, make your own tea, even if it's the ice cold kind. So more people, including guys, are doing that because people are getting away from, I think people are getting away from the caffeine of the sodas. I mean, even though there's caffeine, there can be caffeine in the tea, it's not quite as much as the carbonated stuff when you're drinking sodas. And come to find out, and I don't know how many of you have experienced this, but if you drink too many sodas, you know, that's that deal where you're at work and you're flitting around, get another one, or you feel exhausted and you buzz yourself out on the stuff, there's a great chance when you do that, that you can end up with kidney stones. And those are just absolutely brutal. And trying to get rid of kidney stones, there's not really too much they can do for you. You just have to pass the stones. And if you keep drinking those Cokes, six packs of it, apparently it's not something you want to do. So tea, in other words, is making, not that it's ever gone away, but I think it's making the rounds. It's becoming bigger. I've noticed that in places I've gone, there's more tea shops. So we're going to talk with the man who owns a tea shop and ask him about that, about what are the benefits of it, and also the whole thing, like I said, with the Tea Party in any way making the connection with Boston, which I think all of us get that that wasn't about tea, is what has that done to the business of tea. And rest assured, we will have a daily salute, and boy, I've got a great daily salute. I was tempted to roll it out here right off of the start of the show, but instead we're going to bury it a little bit later on, and it's a killer. It is a killer daily salute, because we got to inject some of the positive into this stuff, and we're going to do that. And this one involves a little girl and how she ended up actually saving her father's life just because she paid attention to something she was told. Just 3 years old, she saves his life. It's just the two of them. Wait till you hear the story. It's great. But coming up next, it's all about the tea, brothers and sisters. So hang with us here on ATN.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This time around in For Your Health here on America Tonight, I thought it'd be fun to talk a little bit about tea and some of the beneficial things that tea can bring you. Let's face it, a lot of you around the country are drinking iced tea, and probably some of you are drinking hot tea as well, which can be good. I mentioned the thing with the kidney stones. My husband got kidney stones, and it was because he was drinking way too much Coke, and so he got rid of the Coke, and he's actually started drinking tea. So I started to learn a little bit about some of what tea can actually do for you. And we know that a lot of people trying to kick off the weight always talk about green tea and what green tea can do for you. So Manoush Shah joins us now, and he's actually got a show on a web radio network. It's called foodradionetwork.com. I love the name of this, right? It's called Steeping Around. Hey, Manoush, thanks for joining us on America Tonight. Now, you got to be honest. How long did it take you to come up with Steeping Around? That's a good name. I like it.
It's really funny because we sat in the office, and one day we said, we have to come up with a name for a radio show, and we put it out to Facebook, you know, for our Facebook users and fans and whatnot, and we got like this plethora of just silly names. And, you know, we sat down and we go, we can do better. And so my staff and I just sat down, and probably like an hour, it came up.
Well, that's pretty good. One hour brainstorming session, boom, and then you came up with it. It was good. It's a great name. It totally fits. So for guys listening, I was really serious about this whole thing with the kidney stones and people drinking too much soda. So now I found that men, and there's a lot of men that are listening to America Tonight, have turned to tea. What are the benefits of drinking tea?
Well, there's a lot of health benefits, that's for sure. And you spoke about your husband drinking a lot of soda.
Yeah.
And my question to you is, did he also have a little weight loss when he switched to green tea?
Yes, he's in good shape, but he definitely took off some more, yeah.
And what's interesting is that's kind of the anecdotal evidence that we're seeing is a lot of people who are switching from drinking a lot of soda or coffee, when they turn to green tea, it has this sort of stabilizing effect on your blood sugars. So people aren't, it's not so much that the tea is doing it, it just doesn't make you want to crave a donut or something else to go with it, some food to go with it. And so we've seen people who have these dramatic levels of weight loss when they switch to green tea in particular. Of course, green tea has a lot of great properties. It has a lot of antioxidant properties, EGCG. You'll see that on the outside of some bottles, you know, and their proponent, that's a big polyphenol that really helps with things like cardiovascular health. It helps with, we won't say it helps cure cancer, but it helps as a prevention to cancer. And so that's really great. It's good for your dental work. It's good for a lot of things. And it keeps you up in a nice way. A little caffeine, not a lot.
Yeah, there you go, a little caffeine. So how did you grow up with tea? I mean, you own a tea shop. You're there in Arizona. How did you end up getting into the business of tea in general?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My parents are I'm of Indian origin, and so we drank chai growing up. And chai is just part of our lives, our daily lives. We make chai. And chai is a black tea served with milk and sugar, and it's made with lots of different spices. It's like pumpkin pie in a cup, really stick to your ribs kind of a tea. And that's what Indians drink. So I grew up with that, but that's not a family business. And I was looking for something to do, and I had another business, and people said, hey, you should make your family's chai recipe. And chai was sort of taken off at the time. So I made some chai and tea bags, and I started selling it at a local farmer's market.
Yeah.
And people liked it, and I hated our chai at the time. And people still liked it, and then we improved it subsequently, and then it started to take off, and then we got a lot of wholesale clients on it, and they requested other teas, and it just grew from there, and now we service clients, and we have wholesale clients in 40 states. We do, you know, chai in different ways. We've got, you know, a lot of, over 200 different varieties, so it's really grown from that one little bag of chai on a farmer's market table.
Wow, no kidding. That falls into a lot of people that we talk to on the show, too, growing businesses, starting a business and having a small business. Are you finding the tea business is okay? You're weathering the storm with the economy?
You know, surprisingly so. We're actually growing not at a meteoric clip, but we're growing steadily and well, and I'm pretty happy about it. We are weathering the storm and doing pretty well, actually. So knock on wood.
If somebody, besides green tea, when you steeping around, the term steeping around, because there's a lot of people who have no idea about tea. They just go, they get the water, somebody comes to the table. What kind of tea do you want? So explain steeping.
The concept of steeping is basically putting, you know, leaves or the tea bag. We're not going to get into the whole tea bag versus loose leaf tea debate, I don't think, tonight, because that's a big one.
Yeah.
But just putting the tea bag or the leaves in the water and allowing it to sit for a few minutes and then removing them. And that process is just called steeping, is just to leave those leaves in there for a certain amount of time, depending upon the leaves and what kind. But usually for most things, about 2 to 3 minutes is good for some teas. If you like it a little stronger, you can go to 4 or 5, but I prefer about 2 or 3 minutes for most, especially green tea, you want to keep on the lower side.
So we know green tea is obviously popular, but what are some of the other teas that somebody listening might reach for? A guy, now we got truckers and they're ditching the coffee, they're looking for
something else.
What are some good suggestions for tea?
So if you're trying to wean yourself off of coffee, or at least not drink as much, you're going to want a little bit more caffeine. And black teas tend to have more caffeine. So that's a good way of transitioning. They're also a lot stronger in flavor than green tea. So a lot of the black teas that you'll get, and if you go to the store, they'll be under the name of like English breakfast or Irish breakfast. Even an Earl Grey is made of a base of generally black tea. But anything with black tea in it is going to have more flavor and more caffeine. From my perspective, if we're talking about like higher end stuff, because tea is not all that expensive, higher end stuff, you can go with a lot of the Indian Chinese teas, Assam. If you find something that says Assam tea on it, that is really malty, kind of chocolatey, and kind of mirrors not exactly the flavor of coffee, but it's certainly headed in that direction. And that is one way to kind of make that transition.
Yeah. What's, you were talking about your business growing, but it's, you know, it's not exploding where you can't handle it. What's the ultimate goal for you as a small business owner in the United States? What's your goal with your company?
You know, I think that from where we stand, we want to be known as a tea company that is really, I don't want to say fun to work with in sort of a puppet show-like way, but really pleasant to work with, somebody really reliable. We do a lot of business in the coffee industry, so a lot of coffee shops turn to us. We make chai for them. We make their loose-leaf tea programs for them because almost all of what we do is all loose-leaf tea. And so we just want to elevate the quality of the kind of tea that people consume, but I want to do it in a way that isn't really hoity-toity, very accessible. So, yes, we want you to drink loose-leaf tea, but feel like you're not having to, you know, go up the mountain to talk to, you know, a Buddhist monk to learn about tea. It's pretty easy to do, and that's why it's steeping around. You know, it's fun. It's low key. It's easy to do. You just have to give a little time, a little energy, just to learn a few things, and you can have great loose leaf tea real easy.
Manish, you and I were talking off the air last week, and you have written an article called My Tea Party.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we see that the Tea Party has taken hold in the United States, and there are a lot of people that like what's going on with the Tea Party. There are a lot of people that don't understand the name of the Tea Party. There's mm-hmm. some that understand what the Tea Party is. But regardless, when you see the politics of tea, the gist of what you were talking about is you talked about what tea was for you and in this country, what it means, and that there's certainly one of the things that you see is the frustration, the anger that we see that are coming to the surface, and that tea has some interesting meanings. What was the gist of your article, and what were you trying to get across when you talk about your tea party?
Well, from our perspective, because that article was essentially written for the coffee and tea trade,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting because in the old days, if you looked up tea, like, you know, you do Google searches for articles
yeah.
and so forth, you know, you would get like, oh, the green tea is good for this, and we can, you know, all the studies, and oh, maybe there was a tea shortage in India or any number of things of that nature. Now it's not like that. It's just a lot of articles about protest and a lot of articles about a great deal of frustration, all of which I understand given the challenges that people are facing in their lives today. So we understand that, but I think it's difficult when you're a tea professional,
right,
and you've been essentially immersed in this industry for so long to think, wow, tea is essentially at this point being associated with a form of protest,
yeah,
or a form of anger, or a form, I don't want to say anger, but at least a form of frustration, and it's interesting from our point of view to say, well, that's not how most of us view tea at all.
Yeah.
You know, from our perspective, tea is about a completely different phenomenon. It's
harmony.
Really more about sharing and being together and
yeah.
kind of hanging out and sharing over a cup. And it's, you know, we talked about the well-being of tea. You talked about the benefits to your husband.
Sure.
That's what we want tea to be about. And I'm thinking, wow, kind of a heavy load to be carrying. And I understand that it was an important event in the history of our country. And I'm not diminishing that in any way.
And that was interesting.
But we wanted to, I wanted to make sure that because it was being written to the coffee and tea trade,
right,
that, hey, we remember a little bit about the other side of tea. Yeah, there is a positive side to tea as well. Not that the tea party is negative, but that's more about the joy of it. It's more about the sharing of it.
There you go. That was a good way to bring that around. Absolutely, you're right. And maybe there is some harmony to that, meaning that the tea party can have harmony, just like tea. It's just that you can drink some tea.
I certainly hope so.
There you go. Steeping Around, that's the name of the show with Manish Shah. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again sometime. Have a good one.
I certainly hope so. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too. All right, so it's interesting, tea and thinking about tea. Speaking of the Tea Party, it was Dick Armey who said the Tea Party is slowly replacing the Republican Party in his estimation. Boy, we're getting closer to the countdown of November 2nd. On the flip side, we can count.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
For We Can Count. A Rockland County dad named Sam Cass went into Times Square to break the Guinness World Record for, guess what? High fives. So he high-fived 3,132 people. It is the most high fives in a 24-hour period. And he was slapping the hands of passersby in Times Square. And he said, this is my chance. It's my moment. He's just a 49-year-old sales guy from Long Island. He got on a train, went to Times Square, and did the deed, and now will end up in the Guinness Book of World Records. So he broke the record that was set a couple of years ago in Providence, Rhode Island, of 3,131. So he's over that. How about that? His wife said, look, the guy's really driven. That's what he wanted to do, and he thought it would be inspirational if he could do it. So he started at 4:18 in the afternoon and reached the final hand at 8 o'clock in the evening. How about that? That's pretty good. I mean, that was a good place to go because you're going to get a lot of people that are probably going to be in a good mood and will high-five you most likely. So what I'm wondering is how did he keep count of all that for the record? Because, you know, Guinness Book of World Records, they make you really prove everything out. Here's another one for We Can Count. This is crazy. You know what the most costliest school in the nation is? It's in L.A. Shocker, huh? They've got to furlough people on Fridays. They have no budget, and they're bleeding all over the place. The price tag for this new school, $578 million. It's the nation's most expensive ever public school, K through 12. 4,200 students will be able to go there. They're calling it the Taj Mahal of schools. $100+ million for this campus. And it's the Robert F. Kennedy Community School. That's what it's going to be called. And it's quite a school. $100 million. So it's got amazing amenities. They say they've got fine art murals and marble memorials depicting the namesake of RFK. They've got a state-of-the-art swimming pool. They've got a manicured public park, all that sort of stuff. And what's interesting is that it's in the area where, sadly, RFK was shot. So what they did was they kind of in that area, they had the preservations of some of the pieces of the original hotel, and it's got to be huge for the kids that are going there. What's interesting is the most expensive school before that was $377 million. It was a public school, and that also was in Los Angeles. So somebody in L.A. has money. they're spending money on these expensive schools, right? That's a lot of money, I have to say, for sure. So we go from high fives to the expensive public school in Los Angeles, where they probably want to play it up, but they kind of wanted to downplay it, I think, at the same time, to this one. And this is our final We Can Count for this edition anyway. And it's the fact that the Rasmussen poll says that 62% in Ohio actually support the Bush tax cuts. This has been a raging debate. And what they're saying in Ohio, these cuts that are scheduled to end December 31st will be devastating. I mean, that's an incredible level of support. It's 8 points above the national level. So overall, 51% say letting the tax cuts expire at the end of the year would hurt the economy, and that kind of mirrors the sentiment that we've seen on the national level, too. It's because understanding what the cuts mean and the fact that the worry is over the small businesses, that the small businesses won't be able to hire, will have to downsize, all that other stuff, because they're going to feel the pinch as it trickles down, ultimately, of the cuts. And the more you look at it, it sounds ridiculous on the surface, but the more you look at it, the more that could be true. And therefore, when we've got the knife at our back, and we're talking about double-dip recession, you don't want to see anything that rocks the boat. You don't want anything to rock the boat too much where we just continue to go down the wrong path and get hit by yet another rogue wave, let's say. And that could be a rogue wave. The tax cuts are that, I think. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Yes. How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How was your weekend?
Let's see. Reffing football Saturday, reffing football today in the rain, and still had time to go see Cats Saturday night.
Oh, did you like Cats? I saw that a long time ago. That's been around forever.
Yes, I did. In fact, when they sang that song, you know, Memory, you know,
yeah.
And I started to mouth it, and Julie looks at me like, how do you know the words to that? I went, Barry Manilow on his Greatest Hits Volume 2 album did a cut of it. She went, there are a lot of things I don't know about you. I looked at her and said, the less you know, the better. She goes, yeah.
The mystery keeps the passions alive.
Oh, you know. Okay, Mosque, New York City, construction workers. I agree with them. I mean, look, probably a lot of construction workers or a lot of friends of theirs, like they said, were killed in 9/11. and I agree with the construction workers. Why build something so close to, you know, so close to where, like I said, a lot of their friends died, and then you've got other people saying, hey, it's religious freedom. But then someone said, yeah, but there's like a mosque, like another mosque about four blocks away.
Right.
And then someone mentioned, by the way, there's also a strip joint three blocks away from there, too. So it's like, I agree with the unionized workers. So, I mean, obviously they want it built, and they want it built, you know, up to code. And I don't think whoever wants to build this mosque is not going to use non-union personnel, because then you're going to get the union people on their butts too. So, to me, it's a no-win situation.
I think it's a no-win situation too. So I don't believe that this adds to the harmony of we're reaching across this bridge.
Right.
I think it's too divisive now. You can argue about the whole religious freedom thing, but the point being is that really the families don't want it. They've cut a spot for it.
Right.
They're on the billboards and all over the radio and TV in New York. You said, like you said, the protesters, a lot of the construction workers were protesting. The number was pretty high for a crappy day in New York, which is what I mentioned at the top of the show.
Right.
And I think that it's just too much of an affront for the people that were affected by 9/11.
This is quite true. And unfortunately, little kids football, like I said, I ref it. And I was doing a game yesterday, had to throw a kid out. And then his father comes up to me and says, you don't look at us because we're Muslim.
Oh, you're kidding.
I went, excuse me, sir, first of all, your son headbutted another player in the back.
Mm.
He says, well, that's part of football. I go, no, it is not. He says, I want the name of your supervisor. My supervisor just happened to be standing in the room and goes, sir, I agree with him. Well, I want to go higher up. Sir, you're just trying to be permanent language, a blank disturber. Do us all a favor. Please leave the room. And then he starts yelling, Allah Akbar. And I went, okay, just get out.
So, oh, please. You're kidding.
No, he yells, Allah Akbar. And this game was a bunch of 10 and 11-year-olds. So then a couple of the parents were looking like, Muhammad, do us all a favor. Shut up.
Wow.
So the president of the association said, we're going to get procedures going to get him barred from all his son's football games.
Yeah, that's not good. Talk about being divisive over a football game and saying that. And then he's adding to his own stereotype by saying that.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh.
And by the way, the kid thought, his son thought it was funny because the coach said, why'd you do that? He goes, why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not was, didn't get anyone anywhere, I'm telling you.
It got him kicked off the team.
Exactly. Doesn't make any sense. Sammy, thanks for sharing. Gonna leave you with this thought from George William Curtis, who said, a man's country is not a certain area of land of mountains, rivers, and woods, but it is a principle, and patriotism is loyalty to that principle.
USA! 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 USA.